Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Ascension Day service brought to you by St George's Britwell, St Paul's Slough and Stoke Poges Church. My name is Natasha and I'll be leading us through the online service tonight. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Hopefully, you have opened or downloaded a service sheet, so let's begin with a call to worship. Respond out loud using the words in bold. Jesus, Son of God, who was lifted into heaven, we worship you with great joy. Jesus, Son of God, raised far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. We worship you with great joy. Jesus, Son of God, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and whose kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. We worship you with great joy. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us offer him the praise worthy of his name. So to do that, we're going to begin with two songs of worship. The first is, Lord, I lift your name. And it will be followed by Before the Throne of God Above.
Guilt within, up what I look and see him there. is satisfied to look on Him and pardon me. To look on Him and pardon me. Behold Him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect, spotless righteousness, the great unchanger who I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with Himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by His blood, my hope is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Now we come to the time of the confession. Just take a moment to think and prepare to say sorry to God. And so let us say this confession together. God of glory and love and power and possibility, we bend our knees in awe and we lift up our hearts and our hands to you. Forgive the lack of worship in our lives. We are grumpy and self-centered. We refuse to lift our eyes to see you and to open our ears and to hear your wonderful commission. And so our lives fail to speak of you and to serve you. Today, your day of glory, draw us to yourself. Accept and heal and empower us. Draw us into your life and your work so that we may draw others too, to love and praise and live for you. Amen. Our readings tonight are read by Ninon and Angelina, both from St. Paul's congregation. So I'll hand over to them.
Reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 24. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be the head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 24, from verse 36 to the end of the chapter. While they were still talking about this, Jesus Himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the laws of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with joy, great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This evening, the Reverend Neil McCathy of St. George's will open God's word to us from Ephesians 1.
At a time when there's no hope, those who flourish are those who can see beyond the immediate circumstances, those who can lift their eyes above the present problems and work towards something beyond. In our passage from Ephesians, we have a prayer from Paul, written from his prison in Rome, for the churches around the Roman province of Asia. He's heard about the people in those churches, about all that they were doing. He was encouraged by what he heard. So, in this prayer, he gives thanks to God for them, and he prays for them. And what he prays is simply that they would see beyond just what is physically going on now. Paul prays that they would know God better. In a sense, that's an astonishing thing for him to pray. They were, after all, Christian believers. They'd come to faith in Christ. They had come to know God's forgiveness. Their relationship with Christ had clearly changed their lives. That's why Paul was giving thanks for them. But Paul recognised that the Christian life is never meant to be static. Every believer needs to keep growing spiritually. So he prays that they receive what he calls the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What does he mean? Well, in the New Testament, wisdom is not simply the cognitive capacity to weigh up facts or to draw on learning from the past and apply it to today. It's something that is given by God. Similarly, revelation refers to what God has revealed about himself. And that's something Paul had been referring to earlier in the chapter, in verses 9 and 10, where he'd spoken of how God had revealed what he called the mystery of God's great plan. God's great plan, that at the end of time, God is going to bring everything in heaven and on earth under the control of Christ. Paul's prayer was that these believers would recognise the reality of that more and more. Paul recognises that by keeping that day in their sights, all believers would see the world about them differently, and consequently, they would live differently. And he specifically prays in relation to two aspects of that. Firstly, he prays that they, as believers, would see that they have a key place in that final day when Christ will rule over everything. In verse 18, he talks about the hope to which God has called them, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. We often misread that as being the saints' inheritance, what the saints will inherit. But it doesn't say that. It says his inheritance. It's God's inheritance. What is God's inheritance? Well, it's the saints, those people who Paul wrote to in the churches across the Roman province of Asia. It's us in our churches now. It is those who make up the whole church throughout time. I suspect that we might look at ourselves and think, well, we won't make much of a glorious inheritance. But we will then, because we won't be the church as we are now. We will be what the church will ultimately grow into. The church is a key component of God's great and complete plan. Secondly, in verse 19, Paul prays that they would know God's power to achieve that. The key thing we remember on Ascension Day is that Jesus has not only been raised from the dead, but that he has ascended, that he has taken his seat at the right hand of God the Father, where he has been given all authority in heaven and on earth throughout all time. What Paul gives us in this passage is a measuring gauge of the extent of the power of God displayed in that. It's the power that took Jesus from a corpse in the tomb to the highest place in heaven and on earth. I can't think of a greater contrast with which to illustrate God's ability to complete his plan. The believers Paul wrote to in the Roman province of Asia weren't really encountering any great crisis. There is evidence that the way they were living out their faith was commendable. But what was their priority? Did they have busy lives into which they were fitting all of their spiritual life? All of the things that they were doing for Christ as best they could. This vision would change that. As they saw the church, the body of Christ, as being central to God's great plan, they would begin to build their busy lives around their spiritual life, rather than the other way round. Unusually, in the life experience of most of us, we can look at passages like this and think that in some ways, the challenges we are currently facing are greater than those faced by the first recipients of this letter. We are in lockdown. We're isolated. People are fearful. We are potentially facing massive change. The key to not getting overwhelmed by these things is constantly to keep in view how God is completing his great plan and the fact that we are part of that plan. It's good that we remember Ascension because it focuses our attention on the certainty of the hope we have in Christ.
Thank you, Neil, for such a good word spoken in season. Now let us renew our commitment to our Lord and affirm the faith of the Church which Christ commissions us to share with the world. Please respond with the words in bold. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God, the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. St. Paul's worship group will now lead us in a song of praise. It's called He is Exalted, the King is Exalted. Let's sing, shall we?
Exalted, the King is exalted on high. Our praise. exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted.
He is indeed exalted, and in humbleness through God's grace, Nadim Azam and Nigel Lowe will now lead us through our intercessions.
When I say, Lord, hear us, will you please respond, Lord, graciously hear us? Let us pray. We pray for the church. Father, we know that first and foremost, it is we, your people, who are your church, and not a collection of buildings, no matter how magnificent they may be. Thank you that during these unusual times, we are still your people, your church.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in a greatness of your love and lift up our hearts in prayer and praise. We thank you that the way to your presence is always open through Jesus Christ, and that you invite us to draw near in full assurance of faith. Help us to pray simply and sincerely, unselfishly and gratefully, remembering the needs of others as well as our own.
Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the world. Sadly, even in the best of times, there are always some places beset with suffering and hardship. Sometimes as a result of natural disasters, but oh so often by man's inhumanity to man. However, at this time, the whole earth is in the grip of this virus, which no one really knows how to resolve. We give thanks for all those people in every country who are actively involved in maintaining all the essential services. Also, all who are working to develop a vaccine and better treatments. We pray especially for those in authority, that they will, in all honesty, do their best and seek the common good. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our children as they grow up in our family circle. Give us understanding of their needs and show us how best we can help them as they face their problems and prepare for life in the world. Help us to establish a relationship of trust between them and ourselves, and to make our homes a place where at all times they may find love and security. We remember all those children and young people who are waiting for their schools, colleges, and universities to be open. We pray for their safety and healing. For those who are affected with the coronavirus, bless them and heal them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for our community. Thank you for our NHS, our police, our fire service, the council workers, and all those who have volunteered to help. Also, for those not on the front line, but who are still doing their bit by being responsible and following government guidance and self-isolating. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for people who are frightened because they are ill. Reassure them that because of the knowledge that you have give to us. Many diseases can now be cured. Help them to have confidence in those with medical knowledge to diagnose illness and care for the sick. Give them courage, hope, and peace, and the knowledge that you are present in their weakness, pain, and suffering. We pray especially for those who have no one to help them, that in their loneliness they may know that you are with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We remember those who have died and pray for the bereaved. We hold before you all those mourning the loss of a loved one, be it recent or an anniversary occurring at this time. We also remember any taken unexpectedly during this pandemic. We ask that all may know your peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
Dear Heavenly Father, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Pentecost is only a few days away, and as Jesus asked those first disciples to wait, he also asks us to wait, praying expectantly for the Spirit to come. Please join me now in the responsory declarations that are on your order of service. Please say the words in bold. As we wait in silence, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we listen to your word, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we long for your refreshing, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we long for your renewing, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we long for your equipping, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we long for your empowering, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. Let us now sing one last time together. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
My heart, Lord, open me.
and so a final blessing. May the Spirit who set the Church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with love of the risen Christ and the blessing of God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Waiting expectantly for the promised Holy Spirit, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you so much for joining with us this evening. I hope you've had a wonderful service with us as a joint community in Christ together. Stay safe and God bless.